Donald Trump takes double-digit lead in 2024 Republican primary. By Hannah Blow on January 18, 2023. Former President Trump is seeing a double-digit lead in a hypothetical 2024 Republican primary as potential challengers, including Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, are polling at 1 or 0%, a Morning Consult survey released this week found. The survey found Trump taking a sizable lead among his potential challengers, as nearly half, 48%, of potential GOP voters choose Trump as their nominee. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, comes in a distant second, falling 17 points behind with 31% support. Former Vice President Mike Pence places third with 8% support, and the rest of the potential challengers listed fall to 3% or less. Anti-Trumper and former Representative Liz Cheney, RY, for instance, garnered just 3% support, followed by former U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley and Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, both of whom saw 2% support. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, R, saw 1% support each, as did former U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Senator Tim Scott, RSC. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, R, saw 0% support, and 1% also chose someone else. The survey represents little change over the past month, as 48% supported Trump on December 18. DeSantis, however, has seen support decline from 33% in that time frame. Nevertheless, DeSantis still stands as the favorite second choice of Trump supporters, 44% chose him. Similarly, 37% of DeSantis supporters chose Trump as their second choice. The survey also found Trump leading Biden by 3 points in a head-to-head matchup, with 6% remaining undecided and 11% choosing someone else. However, the same survey shows Biden leading DeSantis by 3% in a head-to-head matchup, with 7% voting for someone else and 8% remaining undecided. Trump continues to boast a strong favorable rating among potential Republican primary voters. 77% view him favorably, while 69% said the same of DeSantis. Youngkin, who polled at 0% the hypothetical primary, has just 29% viewing him favorably. A big part of that is his lack of name recognition, as 37% said they have never heard of him. The Morning Consult survey was taken January 14-16, 2023, among 3,763 Republican potential primary voters and has a +/-2% margin of error. Trump remains the only Republican formally in the race, but that has not stopped him from targeting his potential challengers early on. He has zeroed in on DeSantis, who has not indicated if he intends to run against Trump. In the past, however, he has denied such speculation as purely manufactured. But his lack of overtly stating that he will not run against Trump has sparked tension between the two. Although DeSantis has dismissed reports of a civil war between himself and Trump and has refused to criticize the former president. So, now I hear he might want to run against me. So, we'll handle that the way I handle things, Trump recently said, taking credit for helping DeSantis get elected against Democrat Andrew Gillum in 2018. Notably, DeSantis narrowly defeated the Democrat that year by under 33,000 votes, going on to defeat Democrat Charlie Crist in 2022 by roughly 1.5 million in 2022. Trump has also taken a jab at Youngkin, mocking his name in November. Youngkin, now that's an interesting take. Sounds Chinese, doesn't it? In Virginia couldn't have won without me, Trump wrote on social media at the time. The survey coincides with several others, which tell a similar story, showing Trump leading his potential challengers.